Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The Championship of Champions happened Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, in Casper, Wyoming, enjoying Indian Relay horse racing at its finest. We have results with the winner of each heat race of 67 teams competing for over $100,000, presented by the Northern Arapahoes Wind River Casino and Hotel in Wyoming. Also a comment from the legendary track announcer, Kennard Wheelbird of the Great Crow Nation. Heat race number one and kids 7 to 10-year-olds, the kids heat race, Lead Strong Horse won it with Leandrew Old Elk of the Crow Nation. Heat race number two, the victor, Whitetail Express, the young Jack Whitetail of the Mandan Hadassah and the Rickaraw. In the youth relay competition featuring 11 to 13-year-olds, Arrow J Racing was the winner, the jockey Trent Porras from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. In the junior relay competition, 14 to 16-year-olds, heat race number one was won by Strong Horse Relay, Kamiyush Pakotas, the winner of the Colville Nation in Washington. Heat race number two, S&M Express of the Crow Nation, with the young jockey John Nomi winning it all. In the ladies relay featuring 11 teams, we saw Buffalo Jump Express with Jazzy Wells, the jockey of the Blackfeet Nation. Heat race number two in the women's racing saw Talia Timontois and Timontois Relay represent the Colville in the winner's circle again. Bear Chum won heat race number three with the lady Sharon Hallingwolf at the reins of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe from Montana. In the men's relay competition, the winner, Scott Abrahamson, Abrahamson Relay, again a Colville Tribe of Washington. Heat race number two, Lawrence Brewer was in the winner's circle as the jockey for Bad Nation of the Crow Creek Sioux out of South Dakota. Heat race number three in the men's relay was won by the Burden Ground team, Weston Burden Ground. The rider won two races in 2 days. He represents Crow Tribe. Heat race number four, S&M Express, two-time world champion, with a two-time world champion jockey Darren Charges Strong with a whip in his hand of the Absalaga Nation from Montana. Heat five, Putras Relay, one of our Canadian teams, won their races defeating the defending world champion OMAC Express. Jay Payachu was the jockey from Canada. Salto First Nations of Canada represented with the win. Spokane won two races in 2 days. Riley Prescott is on key. Spokane from Spokane Tribe in Washington. Heat race number seven saw Mountain River with a world champion Nolan Work, the jockey, and Nodak team winning it in heat race number seven. Kennard Realbird, a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Casper, Wyoming, and some great racing today.
Yeah, it certainly was, Randy. I think the weather was just right for being able to run, without the heat and stuff, and it was just a great day.
What do you think we can look forward to on a championship Sunday?
Well, he got the Northwest, like Spokane, with Riley, Terrence Holford, and they're an outstanding team. You have Abrahamson with Scotty, who's been a world champion, and then you have OMAC Express, who just narrowly lost to the Canadian Poitras. They are right there in the hunt. And then I think when you look at Burden Ground, they have a really, really nice team. They've won their share. In fact, they've won the big one in Sheridan, Wyoming. And so I don't know whether they're going to be in the championship, but they'll be in the hunt too.
Well, it's going to be a very exciting 7th Horse Nations Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions. Kennard Wheelbird, thank you very much. God bless you, partner.
All right, thank you.
Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hadassah and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.